Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I love the least popular take. Because everybody's got them.
Yeah.
Everybody's got them. All right, so we'll get back to some of those coming up shortly, but I want to get your take on the Altuve thing. And it wasn't just Altuve, but Altuve, everybody's showing the highlight now of his game-winning home run to win the American League, bomb he hit, walk-off home run to beat the Yankees and send the Astros to the World Series in 2017. It's a story that he was wearing some kind of buzzer that would, you know, buzz and let him know what pitch was coming. The video evidence that people are using to support it is really compelling. It could be a variety of things.
Sure.
It could be a completely made-up story. Look at this video. Let's make up a story that would fit this video.
And it's tweeted out on our website, 971ticket.com.
So you can see it on our website.
It's on our website, and you could Evan just tweeted out on a Twitter account for 97.1 The Ticket.
All right. Well, let's retweet it so people can see it if they follow us on Twitter. And
at Doug and Gator 971.
Yes. And where you can see that video. So it has now been retweeted. So allegedly he's wearing this buzzer. Here's how the story goes. He gets a buzz that the fastball's coming and from Aroldis Chapman. And he just goes dead red and hits a bomb, walk off. Astros win the series.
Go to the World Series.
Yep. And as he's rounding third and headed for home, he grabs his jersey and is like holding it and telling his teammates, no, no, no. Like, don't take the jersey off and don't rip the jersey or anything like that. And then after some celebration, he goes into the dugout and into the clubhouse and then comes back out wearing just a T-shirt. So the narrative is that he went into the, he didn't want anyone to see that he was wearing some contraption.
Some wire.
Yep. And then he went into the clubhouse to take it all off and put on a T-shirt and basically hide the evidence and then came back out. Ken Rosenthal, who was doing the postgame, I think it was Ken Rosenthal, was doing a postgame for Fox and asked him, yeah, you told your T-shirt not to take, or you told your teammates not to take your shirt off. What was that all about? And he says, I got in trouble with my wife. The last time they did that.
I don't know what that means.
Well, people are starting to say he was wearing this electronic. Yeah. He was wearing a wire that was buzzing him on what pitch was coming from people inside watching. Now,
also said the first thing said to him was, so you're just telling me that you knew what pitch was coming.
Yes.
And it was a 2-1 pitch. And he said, you know what pitch was coming. And, you know, for all the conspiracy theorists out there, and listen, the video is compelling where he's rounding third, heading home, and he's holding a jersey, telling people, don't rip it off, don't rip it off. There's absolutely, that's compelling. But to guess fastball in that situation against a pitcher who predominantly throws fastballs is not anything special to me. Aroldis Chapman is known for throwing the ball over 100 miles an hour and doing it consistently. Am I surprised that Altuve guessed fastball on that one? No, I'm not surprised. Did he have help? I don't know. And I don't know if help mattered in that situation because I would imagine going up to the plate, you're always thinking fastball against Aroldis Chapman.
What's always fascinating is when these accusations come out and you read about what is alleged to have happened, and then you can go find video evidence that supports what their people are accused of. It's like the aha moment when the one at bat where you can hear the banging on the trash can. And I think it's against the White Sox, and the White Sox pitcher and catcher are like whispered, like he keeps calling the catcher out and you hear the banging, and it's compelling video. It's really compelling video. This with Altuve covering up the jersey, don't rip it off, don't expose the buzzer. It's really, it's the Zapruder film, right? You get all excited that there's the evidence. Major League Baseball has come out and said that they investigated this and that they didn't find any evidence that this was going on. the Astros have kind of lost the benefit of the doubt, but they've already kind of conceded guilt here. I don't know that we need any more buzzers or anything else to add to the story. You know, Darren Revelle tweeted out the following yesterday. If what is being alleged can be confirmed, and that Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve had buzzers on their shirts to indicate which pitch is coming, what should their suspensions be? Now, I don't have all the results. 1 year ban, 40.6% of the vote. Lifetime ban, 48.8% of the vote. Almost half the people think they should be banned for life. Now, it's really weird. And we've talked it through. If you're in the commissioner's chair, do you just suspend all the Astros that were on that roster? Even a relief pitcher who knew about it and didn't blow the whistle? Is he guilty because he didn't blow the whistle? Because there's no way a relief pitcher ever sitting in the dugout didn't know about the banging. Right?
It's hard, man. It's difficult. And I'm just looking specifically at Altuve, looking at his splits year to year. And in 2019, this past season, 60 games at home and 64 away. His OPS at home was 979. His OPS on the road was 836. Now, the 836 is still well above the major league average. It's like 80 points above the major league average.
Mm-hmm.
He was still very good on the road, but his home numbers were spectacular. Now, is that because of the stadium they play? Is it because you're more comfortable playing at home? I mean, could be, but you go back to, I'm looking back now at other years, and, you know, in 2018, his splits on the road were better. OPS was 120 points better on the road than it was at home. You can draw your own conclusions about it. I think it was when I read those numbers off the other day about that there were three players who were included of what they did against the Yankees in the championship series, their home numbers versus the road numbers, the splits there. And Altuve was one of those guys that hit over 400 at home against the Yankees, but on the road was like 200.
Yeah.
And a remarkable difference between what he did in those years. In 2017, isn't that the year they won the World Series?
Yes.
2017, I mean, his home OPS was 834 that year. His road OPS was over 1,000, almost 1,100. Was this limited only to the postseason? I don't know. So, well, but for season totals, it doesn't seem to fit the narrative as much as people want it to. But there's video evidence that'll show you whatever you want to see, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what's going on right now. You know that absolutely everybody is going over with a fine-tooth comb all the Red Sox highlights from the 2018 season because the Red Sox are accused of doing the same thing. So 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. By the way, you said fastball. Curveball is what he hit out.
Okay, well, yeah,
it was a curveball that he hit.
Well,
out,
then so. Then that's totally
but
different.
Because
if you're expecting a curveball from a guy who throws a ball 103 miles an hour, if you're expecting the curveball,
yep,
that's a monster advantage.
Yep. So apparently, again, according to Darren Revelle, a significant amount of Altuve items have been dumped onto eBay today. Collectors clearly scared of liability depending on what happens. Trying to get rid of it. The other thing about baseball is, you know, when people talk about like spitball pitchers,
mm-hmm,
and emery boards,
yep,
which were famous cheating techniques back in the day,
yep,
it's almost looked at with a sense of romance, isn't it?
It is, because it's like you're 100% right. Because it's so brazen and so obvious that this guy is using a substance to give him the edge. And it's kind of like it's a game with the umpire. Catch me. If I'm doing it, catch me.
It's kind of funny.
In a way, it is. And yet, should it be?
Apparently not.
I mean, is an emery board using technology to gain the advantage?
Sort of.
And when they get caught,
against the rules, we know that.
And when they get caught, they get suspended. I mean, I don't think they're getting suspended 50 games if you're getting caught using an emery board or using Vaseline or whatever the case is. But there are suspensions associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe there should be a stiffer penalty for the players. I you could probably go through and single out some guys that were the worst offenders and give them some suspension. What I really want to see is a legitimate deterrent, like a legitimate deterrent so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen again. You know, it's funny. It was Evan was saying earlier that he's grown up with cheating in baseball his entire life. Steroids, right? And what was on Kenny Rogers' hands. It's just so much a part of the game.
Well, so have we.
I guess. I don't remember.
Different eras use different things,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, when I was a young, impressionable kid, I don't remember cheating being a big part of it. There was the occasional Gaylord Perry
accusation. Well, the spitball, that stuff we knew about. And you know, when I started talking to players that had played in the 60s and the 70s, and they were talking about greenies,
yeah,
which were what they kept to keep an edge. Okay, I mean, those are things that were done. And it wasn't until the late 80s that you started to hear rumblings of the steroids.
248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. All right, your chance to win $1,000 coming up in a matter of minutes. Keep it locked in. 97.1 the ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.